"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeart Radio app. On the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app is where you hear the John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on Demand, and you catch up on everything you missed.
All right, well, big story is these migrants who are being flown to Sacramento. Just in the last couple of hours, there's been another plane that has arrived in Sacramento, supposedly carrying 20 more migrants, all arranged possibly by Florida. There was a flight the other day of 16 migrants. They got all the attention over the weekend, and that, they definitely say, was arranged by the Florida government. Let's go to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, with the more detail on this story.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, so this latest plane touched down about 2 hours ago at an airport just outside of Sacramento, not the main airport, but another one. And the belief being that it's Florida paid for again, that same company, same charter company. This time, though, officials got some word that it was coming, so there were folks there to meet it and to begin processing or figuring out what they're going to do with the migrants when they got off the plane. So the issue is, well, that one, because officially there was no heads up that it was coming, but really the one over the weekend that arrived and nobody knew. So you've got officials in Sacramento and elsewhere saying that there were no resources for the migrants when they arrived. The claim is that they dropped these migrants off at the Archdiocese of Sacramento, knocked on the door. I mean, literally knocked on the door. And then when the church staff came to the door, those who had driven them from the airport to there said, "Oh, hang on, I'll be right back," ran to their vehicle and then sped off and left the 16 migrants at the church, with the church saying, "Well, now what do we do with them?" And then beginning the process from there. This is the Bishop Jaime Soto with the Archdiocese of Sacramento saying,
"We had no idea that they were coming, but my staff quickly found some of our community folks who worked with the immigrant community.
So this is a little bit different than Martha's Vineyard, where the same company working for Florida dropped off the migrants there, or New York City, or any of the other places where they've been dropped off, and that you've got California that deals with migrants every day, an influx of migrants every day. There are a lot of churches that will help them out, a lot of NGOs that will help them out, different groups that the state is saying, the attorney general and the governor are saying, this is about one, not giving a heads up that it's, you know, the not expected in downtown Sacramento, that yeah, there are resources, but not if you don't expect it. Two, they are claiming that these migrants are being told, if you get on this plane, there is work waiting for you on the other end, which, you know, is a bunch of bull if that's really what the promise is, that those who are loading up these planes, that they're giving them. So the argument is made that this is kidnapping, this is false imprisonment, and the AG Rob Bonta saying
false imprisonment and kidnapping. On the civil side, it could be a violation of our unfair competition law, which includes entities that falsely represent or deceive or essentially lie fraudulently to individuals to manipulate them.
So is Bonta going to put out an arrest warrant for Ron DeSantis?
I mean, that's really kind of what they're hinting at today.
Yeah, they're hinting at. Are they actually going to do that?
Probably not.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, that's what today, Newsom tweeted out, kidnapping, question mark, with the penal code of what kidnapping is, with the story of what they had done. This is the back and forth, the politics of, you got one who's definitely running for president, the other who probably would love to run for president if Biden weren't saying he was going to continue on. And it's their back and forth. But in the middle, you do have the migrants who, if the claim that is true, that if it is, that they are being promised work if they get on the plane to arrive and have nothing waiting on the other end, then there are many in California on the side of government and these NGOs and the churches who think that is then criminal. And
yeah,
so there is some push for that. But would they actually do it? Probably.
Newsom owns a lot of businesses. Does he have any openings? He should help them out.
Right.
He has the wineries and the vineyards and all his restaurants.
And I mean, it's only how many have arrived now? Like 36 in total.
36 of them, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we know why, Alex, that first plane went from El Paso to New Mexico to Sacramento, arranged by Florida? That's all very bizarre.
Yeah. So Florida is the one in DeSantis's migrant relocation program. He's the one paying for this. Well, through the state of Florida. It shows you the politics of it, of probably presidential politics. Why would Florida be moving migrants out of Abbott's territory? But that's what Florida has been doing. Why they went to New Mexico, we don't know. They went by bus to New Mexico, and then the plane was idling there, and then took them, those who were willing to go, and signed a document with
New Mexico,
the state of Florida.
Right over the border from El Paso.
Yeah, so I mean, but
very short
how
drive.
Far in they went, we don't know. And then the plane up to Sacramento from there.
All right, but there are airports in El Paso. Could have just flown them here. It's
right.
Kind of weird. All right, thank you very much, Alex. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, on the continuing controversy over the migrants arriving in the Sacramento area just this afternoon. 20 more, John Cobelt. That's 36 migrants and counting, most of them from Venezuela, at least the first flight was.
They're here for a better life. And what place is more desired for a better life than Sacramento? Isn't that everybody's dream?
In fact, quoted in here is good old Mayor Daryl Steinberg. We're very welcoming to the huddled masses.
Then shut up.
Sacramento represents the best of American values.
All these guys, because Steinberg was in the legislature.
Because he's calling it human trafficking.
It's not human
trafficking.
It's not human trafficking. Okay.
Everybody loves it always reminds me when Trump was president, Pelosi would always say, this is a constitutional crisis we're under. These politicians love to exaggerate and scream bloody murder.
From what Alex described, it's like they're upset they didn't get a heads up. Well, I mean, El Paso has been dealing with this 24 hours a day for 2.5 years now, since Biden took over. They got an influx of dozens and hundreds of people every day. Newsom gets 36 people in, and his panties are all in a wad. I mean, stop it.
Because he wants to make political points against DeSantis.
That's all it is. It's just hysteria.
Use all the words like kidnapping.
Kidnapping. Go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead. That would be great theater, great entertainment. Go arrest Ron DeSantis. Go ahead. Put a warrant out for him. What a buffoon.
And Bonta used human trafficking.
Human trafficking.
This is despicable. This is a felony.
Yeah, okay. Then charge it.
Yeah, how come? That would be
you
cool.
don't see them getting worked up with all the crimes that are committed in California, right? All the people who get killed, all the drug addictions that are going on, people dying in the streets. You never hear them get this agitated. Ron DeSantis sends them 36 illegal immigrants, and suddenly it's press conferences and Twitter posts and threats of prosecution. They don't get this agitated when there's a murder spree going on. But remember when downtown Sacramento, remember there was a murder spree one night? One of the prisoners that they let out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
A guy with a long record, and he was a felon, and he was violent, and they let him out too early, and he went and he mowed down a bunch of people on a Sacramento street. You didn't hear Newsom or Bonta say one word about that. They are fakes, phonies, and frauds.
Oh, and it's all hysterics. Do you remember when the first bus thing was happening last year? And there was all this talk about, we're going to investigate this and find out whether or not this was kidnapping and these people were deceived. Did anybody see any story come of that ever?
That's right. They were yelling.
The Martha's Vineyard busload. They were going, oh, we're going to look into this. There could be charges. They said the same thing.
They're always looking into it.
Yeah, right. Because they want their cheap headline today and you'll forget in 3 days, right? Everything changes in 3 days. All right, we got more coming up on the John and Ken Show. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4 every day, live on the radio. Then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app brings you the John and Ken on demand podcast.
Well, as you mentioned last hour, the June gloom is still hanging over Southern California. It actually says here all week. It may even linger into the next week.
Yeah. You know, last weekend, we drove to the lake. I was surprised that the gloom made it all the way to San Bernardino.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a week ago Saturday.
Maybe it's just over your head.
I'm starting to wonder. I mean,
they called you Pigpen at our first radio station, the guy that walks around with a little cloud over his head and, you know, Charlie Brown comics. So we move to this story, which would be sort of the opposite from this cool weather we're having, but we have to be prepared, John. It's still only June. Now, there is a right, some people say, to housing. There is a right, some people say, to medical care. L.A. wants to jump up the ladder and give people a right to air conditioning. I'm not kidding you. Los Angeles officials are exploring what it would take to require every rental unit in the city of L.A. to have an air conditioner or central air. How about that? When you always look this up, you always go, air conditioners are cheap. You can't tell me people can't get a little window air conditioner.
Well, it's true. They are cheap.
Yeah. Well, how come people don't do that are gripped by this heat and have to go to cooling centers?
Maybe they're busy injecting heroin. I don't know.
Spending all their money on smartphones and...
Well, obviously, every time you buy something, you're making a choice, a priority choice in your life.
You are, now, even if it's a hamburger, right?
Because when they do sob stories in the El Segundo Times, they always pick somebody who's older, right? Because you hear about a 25-year-old complaining about the heat. And it's like, shut up, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, let's take somebody who's not elderly, just somebody middle-aged. Take a 50-year-old. All right, 50 years old, which means you've been working probably for about 30 years, right? Now, I'm looking at Home Depot is selling a 5,000 BTU, 115-volt window air conditioner. Pick it up today. Pick it up curbside, right? Somebody will throw it in the back seat. $169. So you've been working for 30 years.
That's reasonable.
Years. Okay, for 30 years you've been working.
You think that'll cool down a small apartment?
Well, at least you'll have a room, okay? You can put it in your bedroom.
Yeah, a room, right? You can put your mattress on the floor.
You got a TV.
Sleeping bag.
You got a bed. Okay, you're doing better than the guy rotting in the street. But I'm looking at $169, so let's call it like plus tax. If you saved $6 every year for the last 30 years, you would be able to afford that air conditioner.
Yeah, a window
Home
air
Depot.
Conditioner.
So
yeah.
Why in God's name should I, the taxpayer, have to supply that air conditioner with my tax money when this guy, all he had to do was save $6 every year and he'd have one?
Now, are they going to put this on the taxpayers? Or are they going to put this on the landlords? Or is it like a combination of the two? They're just going to study this.
I don't know. Look, Amazon, you know, Amazon always is the price beater. You get a Frigidaire, $149. I don't know.
Currently, air conditioners or central air are not required to ensure a rental unit is habitable in California. That's what, and this is this Eunice Hernandez. This is her idea.
Like,
at this point in the climate emergency, there it is, the climate
there
emergency.
There you go. See, everybody plays from the same handbook. You start speaking in hysterical terms, climate emergency. It's like those people screaming about the bunnies in Woodland Hills at that restaurant.
I don't think today I see a climate emergency as okay. We just talked about the cool marine layer hanging over.
All right. But the bunny people in Woodland Hills,
they're the same playbook.
What did Newsom and Bonta do? Kidnapping, human trafficking.
Yes, you have to be extreme.
Okay. Right. So everything is about extreme rhetoric.
Yes,
and it's all nonsense.
You have to be shrill.
Right.
You have to be hyper. You have to make it sound like it's really outrageous.
It's
an end of the world thing.
Yeah, and then,
and the Times article mentions people who died from, quote, heat-related deaths from 2010 to 2019. It's 3,900. You divide that by 10, it's 390 a year. And that's in the whole state? Come on.
More people died.
And how do we know for sure it was extreme heat? I guess heat stroke is what the cause of death was?
You don't know.
And were some of those people walking in the desert at like 3 in the afternoon was 110? Let's start eliminating Darwin list.
Or were they homeless people whacked out on fentanyl laying in the street and they baked? They baked on the asphalt.
You'd have to take them out too.
No, it's just hysteria, because hysteria gets you money. Hysteria gets you attention. Hysteria makes you feel self-righteous. People respond to hysteria. All I know is for the last 8 months, this is the coldest stretch that I've ever experienced in California in all the years we've been out here. It has been cold consistently since November.
I told you it was the least number of 70-degree-plus days this year since 1919.
So this Eunice loony bag, what the hell is she talking about? We had a tremendous amount of rain. We've had a tremendous amount of cold for 8 months by California standards. And she's yelling about mandatory air conditioning? What the hell are you talking about? You had the last 8 months of very cool weather to save up for your air conditioner. Your landlord doesn't have to supply it. You do it. Landlord doesn't have to supply you a chair or a bed or a television set or a toaster. You have to buy those things or at least pay to rent them. So get your own air conditioner.
One of the landlord association people thinks that this is going to come down on the people that own the buildings. That the requirement that all rental units have a cooling device would push the cost onto the landlord and the tenants.
And then Eunice's loony bags is going to complain that the cost of rent is too high. That these landlords are being greedy and gouging. And it's like, well, who the hell's going to pay for the air conditioner?
Remember the solution was the cooling centers, but apparently nobody was showing up at those. We did that story last year.
Yeah, people are going to sit in a room with strangers.
All right, when we come back, San Francisco is often our punching bag in the Bay Area.
One more thing. How about this? It's not the government's business. It is not the government's business. If you're too hot, you figure it out.
Exactly. You don't have a right to all these things just because you haven't been able to manage your life.
Stick your head in a bucket of water. Figure it out.
If you need the link, John will send it to you where you can get a cheap air conditioner for your window.
And these are the new ones. I mean, you know, the used ones are probably even better. Oh, here's one for $99.85, pre-owned.
Pre-owned.
eBay, used one for $99.85.
All right.
When I was starting out, that's the stuff I did. I remember my wife and I went to one of those big box stores where you're looking at air conditioners for $87 some years ago.
All right, we'll be talking about Oakland. What do you hear these stories? John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio, 1 till 4, after 4, iHeart app for the John and Ken podcast. Listen to what you missed.
All right, we often beat up on San Francisco when we take the show to the Bay Area to talk about what's going on. Let's move across the Bay to Oakland. Maybe it's so pathetic, that's why we don't talk about it. You don't hear anybody. I mean, there's a few people left in Southern California who might go up to San Francisco, but nobody takes a trip to Oakland, really. The reason this story is important to hear is because we've often said that people are just normalizing everything. Well, there's crime. It's because we live in the big city. There's always going to be crime and homelessness and drug use. Well, up in Oakland, some people got really worked up about what's going on with those topics there. Here is the story from KTVU reporter Jenna Katsuyama.
City Council member Dan Kalb organized the community meeting at the Oakland Tech High School auditorium. A crowd of hundreds showed up and lined up, frustrated and angry, sharing their stories.
It is one of the most terrifying things that's happened to me in my life.
Denise Lillian described being attacked last Monday by young people she thought at first needed help.
On the corner of 45th and Shafter, down on the pavement, punching me, kicking me, dragging me through the street.
A business owner said he worried about his staff's lives with multiple armed robberies.
My staff has been held up at gunpoint 4 times in 6 years. The last time that my staff got held up at gunpoint, Oakland native, military veteran, black man from Oakland, almost got shot and killed.
And this father said he wants the city to draw a line and send a message of zero tolerance.
We need to stop the violent, the killers. We're coming after y'all.
Police say they are going to work on getting more visible patrols through the neighborhoods, and Kalb says he will push for more consequences.
If they're committing these violent crimes repeatedly, we can't just say, oh, please don't do this again. We have to catch them and create consequences. And we'll send another email letter to the district attorney talking about this very thing.
The Oakland Department of Violence Prevention's interim chief and one school board member who was present said the city has had some success with their intervention teams, working directly with troubled youth at Oakland schools to steer them away from violence and crime. But the budget does not cover all schools.
These are teams of three people, and they go out and actually help students who are struggling.
We would probably need about 6 to 9 more individuals just to have the three teams at every comprehensive high school in Oakland.
And tonight after the meeting, I talked to some people who said they wished that there would be more of these community meetings between residents and city officials. I did just get a message from Dan Kolb. He says that he plans to follow up on many of these issues with the area captain, and he also says he's going to push hard in the budget for continued overtime funding to try and make sure that the police are able to fill gaps.
The city saw 100 robberies in 1 week, with 50 taking place over a single weekend, according to Oakland police.
What? These are terrible parents who've reproduced. Last week, 3 girls and 6 boys, ages 12 to 17, arrested for 36 robberies. 3 girls, 6 boys, 12 to 17. 36 robberies.
Do you see a hint in the following I'm going to read? On stage were interim Oakland Police Department Captain Jeff Thomason and interim Chief of the Department of Violence Prevention, Kentrell Killens. They're both interims. Nobody even wants this job permanently.
No. No. Well, you have a completely broken down, dysfunctional society. It's not hard to train your kids not to be thieves. Really. Most kids in America don't grow up to be thieves. If you have this many thieves concentrated in a neighborhood, it means the neighborhood social order has completely broken down. Parents are just reproducing. They're just having sex and babies are popping out, and there's absolutely no guidance or responsibility. That's the root cause of all this.
Well, the story took another jump late last week. An Alameda County judge by the name of Kevin Murphy parked his car in a parking garage in downtown Oakland. This was last Thursday morning. Started to walk 2 blocks to his office, and he got robbed of his Rolex at gunpoint by 3 masked men.
His Rolex. That was a judge doing to the Rolex.
They took his Rolex, his car keys, his wallet, and other personal items.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's payback for all the lenient sentences that this guy gave out.
Yeah, I don't know if this guy did. He's an Alameda County judge. Well, I don't know what his...
That's left-wing land.
Generally, it is. It would be...
If he's voted in, it's left-wing voters. If he's appointed, it's left-wing politicians that got him the job. And then you just look around. Look what's going on. How many... Look, they're asking for this. The voters are asking for this. The politicians are. The judge deserves to have his Rolex stolen. These neighborhoods deserve what's happening. You don't spend the time raising your kids. You elect politicians who defund and dismantle and disrespect the police. This is what you deserve. Now you're going and shouting at the city council? Now you are? Really? In Oakland? 2023, you finally decided to get off your ass and do something. Good. That's great.
At least somebody is yelling about it. Oh. Normally, a lot of these cities just accept this, right? Well, like I said, leading into this story, that's just what happens in a big city. There's going to be robberies, right? Remember that famous story a couple of years ago where a guy got his car broken into and he cried about it on Twitter and he got mocked
by who? People? Who's that pothead actor?
Yeah, I forget his name. But, yeah. He got mocked because you can't understand that's life in a big city. People have their cars broken into.
People just are moving out. San Francisco's lost 7% of its population. 30% of the office space is gone, is empty. That's what everyone... Nobody stands around and fight. I realize that. That's a fantasy. What people do eventually is they pack up and go.
Now, Oakland no longer has the great Libby Schaff as mayor.
I didn't realize that she'd been replaced.
Yeah, no, it's Sheng Thao is now the mayor. And this is an interesting story. He wants to charge other cities an impact fee if their homeless residents move to Oakland to take advantage of its services. You read that and you say, well, maybe you're giving away too much services, if that's really what's happening.
Yeah, don't give them the services. That.
Right.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
right.
Honestly, if this is your hunch and people are coming here for your services, then cut back your services. I don't know. It's a female, by the way, Sheng Thao. And how are you going to do this?
Well,
you're going to interview the homeless. You're going to find out what they came from San Jose. You're going to send San Jose a bill. I don't really understand.
Yeah, right. And San Jose is going to pay it. Or Nashville, Tennessee.
Like if we were to start billing Texas and places where these homeless people to go to Santa Monica and Venice are coming from, we would get any money from them? It just sounds like another bid for publicity.
Because you let disorder run rampant in the streets, you're only going to get more of it. We passed by. There's some horrific encampments that my wife and I accidentally stumbled upon last week. Two of them next to each other. And it hit me that if the first tent that popped up was dealt with by LAPD, then the rest of them wouldn't be here. All the RVs wouldn't be here. Massive amounts of garbage just on the west side, near the 405. Massive, literally.
You tolerate and normalize the behavior, you'll get more of it. But absolutely.
Once this started sprouting up, this problem, they should have had patrols. Every single tent, you get in the back of the car. Get back in the car now, or you're going to jail. Where are you from? What's your family?
Well, because if you come from the viewpoint this is just a housing issue, you feel bad. They don't have housing. We shouldn't kick them out.
Then you take them to a cheaper town. I'm sick of hearing that. It's never going to be cheap to live in San Francisco. It's never going to be cheap to live in most of L.A.
It ought to be getting cheap, though, with all the people moving out, you would think.
You would think, yeah. But I'm saying it's never going to happen. There's no tax money that's going to build affordable housing. Nobody's going to want it in their town, okay? Everybody's going to go to court and fight it until end of days, all right? Newsom will be long out of office and dead by the time Huntington Beach, for example, accepts affordable housing. It's just not going to happen. So give it up. Take these people and drive them out of state. Take them to some cheap town in the desert. Say, here you go. Here's $1,000. Go.
All right, we shall return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up after 3 o'clock, more insurance companies cutting back business in the state. We'll also talk about how more of your tax money is going down the drain, similar to our horrible unemployment office. Employment Development Department has got defrauded. We'll tell you about another pretty big fraud that doesn't get a lot of attention. This is all coming in the huge, huge 3 o'clock hour. We talked not too long ago about a woman in Utah by the name of Corey Richens. She's accused of murdering her husband, Eric, by poisoning him with a lethal dose of fentanyl. She, of course, also managed to get at his life insurance policy, and they apparently were also looking at purchasing some property and had some disagreements over it. He died in March of 2022, but she was only recently charged with his murder. And in between, she put out a book about how to help your kids deal with the loss of a parent. Are you with me? ? It's like a boy playing soccer, and the father is up in the clouds with angel wings, mm-hmm. cheering him on. That's supposed to be the dead father.
Right. So she killed her husband, then wrote about how children have to deal with a dead father's...
How to help children deal with a dead parent.
The grief from a dead parent.
That's exactly what she did. So
she
enriched herself.
Angle.
I don't know how much the book sold, but they also were planning to purchase and flip a 10-acre, $2 million home. That was just in the days before he was found dead. The update on the story is that apparently, and we had guessed this, I said, this sounds like a Lifetime movie. There are filmmakers pursuing her for a documentary.
Four teams of filmmakers. Four of them. So
yeah,
she's going to
make
money.
People are fascinated in this crap.
Deborah, you hear this? You can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
Poison your husband, Deborah.
But I'm not going to do that.
There's probably a price on everything, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just keep feeding him vegan food. That'll kill him.
He doesn't eat it.
They had three kids together. And since they were arguing about her plan to purchase and flip this 10-acre $2 million homes, and maybe that's what finally set her off. All right, I got the insurance set up for me, and now he's fighting with me over this house. That's it. He's getting the fentanyl.
Prosecutors also found out that the husband discovered that this woman had taken out a $250,000 home equity line of credit and spent it, taken $100,000 from his bank accounts, and spent more than $30,000 on his credit cards. Probably for clothes and shoes.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm just saying, I know where the money goes.
She stole about $134,000 from her husband's business, which was meant for tax payments, because she had to make tax deposits.
Oh, so
she veered those her way.
So he probably figured it out, got upset about it, and that was it.
She agreed to repay him back when he confronted her about the missing money.
Here, have this fentanyl cocktail.
Was this the guy that said, I keep mixing these stories up, that he thought that she tried to poison him before? Or
that was the Drano guy, wasn't that?
That was the Drano guy in Orange County?
No. There was a story that he told a friend of his sometime before he died that he thought she was going to try to poison me. I think it was this
story.
Yes,
this guy, yeah. But
the Orange County guy set up the camera, too.
Yeah.
Right, because he had been poisoned before and gotten sick. The guy in Orange County.
The guy's going in Orange County, but this guy was, I think, suspicious of her.
Seems to be a lot of this going on.
Yeah, I know.
Prior to his death, he had changed his will to make his sister the sole beneficiary of his life insurance policy and was thinking about getting a divorce from her, according to family members.
I'm just counting up the money that she stole.
Oh, here it is, yeah. Spokesperson Greg Skordis told the Daily Mail, he's a family attorney, Eric was afraid Corey was trying to kill him after two separate instances in which he became violently ill after drinking or eating with her. See, I knew it was this guy.
All right. So I'm counting up the money. Stole $500,000, she did, from all these different accounts. So how many outfits is that?
Oh, buying? that's a lot. You can do some good damage with that kind of dough.
That's where it must
I suppose that if there's money for the documentary, it goes to the three children to help them with their... Because who's taking care of them now? She's been arrested.
I don't know. She seems to be pretty good, though, at stealing and manipulating money and accounts.
Well, prosecutors want a gag order, so she can't speak to these documentary teams. That's what they want.
Boy, she's really evil.
It was a Moscow mule
that
was spiked with fentanyl. 5 times the lethal dose into his drink.
She wasn't fooling around.
No, she was.
You're going to do it. Knock him out.
Yeah. And of course, people love this stuff. It's already the idea for, they can make a movie out of this without much.
Oh,
Lifetime.
Because there's so many women who fantasize about this.
But they want the documentary, so they want her in it to ask her about all this.
Is that not true?
No, I don't fantasize about that.
I didn't say you.
I haven't. Okay, let me tell you
this. If you're fantasizing about that, then just get a divorce. Why would
exactly.
you need to murder someone
exactly.
to get out of a bad relationship?
I always ask that question. Because I've been through a divorce. So.
Well, what John's saying, though, is she got the benefits. She got his life insurance. And
I know. But then
if she divorced him, she wouldn't be as enriched.
That's true. But now she's going to be.
See, I think he was.
She got caught. Yeah.
It looks like he was bringing in the money and she was stealing it. So she couldn't kill him until she got enough money.
Well, that's true. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Waiting for, and you know, I guess when he disagreed on the house that she wanted to purchase, that was it.
And all with a divorce settlement, you might not get what you want.
Well, if greed is what you're after, then yes, that's a whole different ballgame.
I don't know. I used to just go on.
If you're just sick of someone, you're saying.
Well, if you're just sick of someone, then you just get a divorce.
When women meet for lunch.
It's deeper than that. You're so sick of them, you want to see them die.
What do you think women talk about when they have their lunch outing?
What do you guys talk about when you have yours?
Women do not talk about killing their husbands.
Exactly. God.
I don't know.
We talk about sports.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay, well, that's acceptable.
And I think most men talk about sex.
No.
Yeah, that too.
Well.
Not married men.
what are we going to say?
Not much. They're sex fantasies. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.